Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. Golly, you know, this is our really special time of the day. We can get together, share some thoughts, have fun. And guess who came along with me to have fun? Because he likes having fun. How are you, Richard?
I'm very well, Carolyn. Thank you for asking.
Are you ready to have fun?
Indeed, I am. I'm most intrigued to see what unfolds this evening.
You know, that's really true, because if the people in the audience get our emails, you know that Yeshua is going to be here tonight and speaking about one of our most favorite topics, Mary Magdalene. And he wants to talk about, oh, so many things about her, what she meant to him, perhaps what he meant to her. What else did he tell you that he wanted to talk about, Richard?
There you put me on the spot, haven't you?
Never. Well, I put you on the spot.
He wanted to talk about the nature of their work together, and he also wanted to talk about who she was and or is, and I'm not exactly sure what he's got in mind with all of that, so I guess we'll find out when he comes forth.
Well, what do you say you call him forth? Or third or second? First, come first.
I'll give that a shot.
Thank you.
And he's here.
Good. I knew he wasn't going to miss the time to talk about his beloved.
Indeed not. So let's see what he has to say, huh?
Good idea.
And he is saying, I welcome this opportunity to share with you my perspective of the one who shared so much of my life with me, such special times, and the one who truly captured my heart at quite a young age. Few understand that indeed we, you could say, grew up together, because firstly, her father, who is recorded in history as Joseph of Arimathea, few understand that Joseph was her father, was very close to me from a young age, and also Mary Magdalene's mother was my first major teacher, because she had a great spiritual background. Her father indeed was that one that is known as one of the three wise men, Balthazar, who was the king of Syria. And so we knew each other really as children. Few also are aware that we were in fact born on the same auspicious day. And so we knew each other from a young age, and we were childhood friends, and as we grew, the relationship blossomed. And so we were both partners in life and the best of friends from a very young age. So indeed it was a special bond that grew up between us. And I greatly treasured our relationship. She truly became the love of my life, and we, alongside that, understood the important role that we had come forth to fulfill together. The public face, if you will, of the work that was undertaken was mine, and your history records me as being the one that undertook the healing work and so many other things. But in truth, that work was done together. Mary Magdalene, you could say, held the space. She brought great energy herself to support the work and to support the presence of those who came forth to listen to what I had to say. So our work was done in partnership, you could say, rather than just me undertaking this work. So that is something I wanted to record. But I also just wanted to share how I felt about this beautiful being that came forth to share my life. She was a great beauty. If you have listened to Carolyn's description of her at the last opportunity at which she came forth and shared a message, which was the September full moon, then you will have a clear impression of how she looked. She was quite a beautiful individual, not especially tall, but with beautiful, what you might call close to auburn hair, perhaps a little more red than that, and with beautiful, striking eyes, which were primarily green in color. And this may surprise many of you, because so many think that because the two of us were born in that area, we would be of Semitic origin and have Semitic colors, if you will, brown eyes and so on. In truth, this was not the case. Our origins for both of us, in fact, were more Mediterranean, and so neither of us had brown eyes. I mentioned Mary Magdalene's eyes, and I indeed had blue eyes, as has been portrayed in, for example, that image which is on the IamYeshuaReturned.com website that was put together by these two bringing me forth tonight. And there is more that I wish to share, but perhaps this is a good place to take a break.
Oh, intuitive here, because we have some callers online. We will go to Rory from Maine, because he's on line one. Rory?
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Rory. What question do you have?
I'll try to say it as best as I can without going too much into detail, because this has been a pretty intense time in my life. I wanted to ask Yeshua what he could give to me as a explanation of what's going to come as far as the date of 10-10-10, because I've done a lot of channeling, talking to Yeshua myself for about 6 years, and I've talked to him a bit about it before, and from what I've gotten, it seems as if that numerologically means the balancing of the male and the female energies. So what it seems to me is that it's going to be a really, really powerful day, because from what I can get through my highest self is that the male and female energies, I believe, of for this universe or galaxy, at least, have been split, I think, or split paths or unbalanced since, I believe, the fall in Atlantis. So I'm curious as to what the power of that date will be and what will happen, and a little more specifically, what will happen to the soulmates on the planet that day, the soul twins, because I have a situation where the person who captures my soul, my beloved, is not awake to her higher mind and doesn't believe in any of the metaphysical, and I have a very strong awareness of it, so because of me revealing the knowledge I have of it to her, she egoically thinks she hates me.
You brought forth a lot of questions, Rory, so let's take a little break here and see what Yeshua says. How about that?
So, sounds
Richard?
Good.
And he is saying, the date of 10-10-10 is indeed an important date. As you may be aware, there are several such important dates leading up to the end of 2012. 888 was important, 999 was important, 101010 will be important, and so on, leading up to 2012. And so, in the case of 101010, firstly, I will mention that it is a date where there will be further important crystalline activation upon the planet. You may be aware that there has been progressive reactivation of important crystals upon your beautiful planet. And so this date is another one where this work will continue to be undertaken. And this perhaps is the most significant aspect of that date. However, there are other elements to this date which, if Carolyn and Richard are willing, I will come forth and provide a more detailed message. However, what you are saying about the importance of this date bringing forth a rebalancing of the male and female energies upon the planet is indeed accurate. It is an important date in that regard. However, what it does not mean is that it will instantly trigger the awakening, if you will, of any, you could say, twin soul aspects that are not awakened. That is not the purpose of this date, and it will not trigger that kind of unfolding. What will awaken twin souls to what is unfolding is the same process, the same triggers that will awaken any other human beings upon your planet. There will be some that will awaken simply with the changing energies, and that is beginning to happen quite rapidly. Many people are beginning to awaken to their spiritual truths at this time. However, the most powerful trigger for awakening humanity in general to what is unfolding will be the emergence of rejuvenation of the physical body upon your planet. That will be the trigger which will alert many, many people who are currently in denial of their spiritual selves. And so it is.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Yeshua. Now, Rory, before we go, did you have another aspect of your question that you wanted to bring forth?
Well, shortly I did. Since 999, I awakened to an ability to clear chakras. And I've also been able to channel Yeshua, so I believe who I was channeling was Yeshua, at least. And all of the messages I've been given from him were of the light. But I was progressed throughout the year to basically heal a certain list of people, which was my soul group. And I did karmic clearings on all of them. And some of them, when I did them, woke up their higher minds. But some of them's higher minds were not woken up. And so I was just curious as to what would happen, because there's a split in my soul group, basically, who I believe is a soul group of Yeshua's DNA descent. So there's a split between the ones who are awake with their heart mind and the ones who are not, who are, you know, just trapped in things like drinking and all that stuff. So I just wonder what, if he knows as far as me and my karmic clearings, you know, if those give the gateway for these people to wake up when something like this happens. Like 10, 10, 10.
Richard?
There are several threads to what you have had to say and what you have asked, and let me respond as best I can to the various threads you have raised. Firstly, as I indicated, 10, 10, 10 is not a trigger to awaken anyone, including the members of your soul group. Secondly, the work that you have done has assisted the karmic clearing of these individuals. However, to ensure the complete karmic clearing for those individuals, just as is the case for all individuals upon the planet who wish to participate in ascension. They need to experience the karmic clearing command which has been given to Carolyn and Richard. I would also say to you that every human being upon the planet is what you might call a member of my DNA line, because that was a key aspect of what Mary Magdalene and I came forth to do. The DNA of our three children has now spread throughout all of the human race. And if you study, if you simply do the simple arithmetic on it, you will see how easily that is achieved. There is a far greater blending of DNA upon the planet than most recognize over the years. And so what some take to be my and Mary Magdalene's bloodline is a very narrow perspective on what in truth has unfolded. It was essential that we come forth and undertake this work to reactivate, you could say, key elements of the human DNA which had been interfered with, so that the reawakening of all of the human DNA to over 2,000 strands once more, as had been the case before the fall in Atlantis, that this could be undertaken at the end of 2012, could be done. So it is a misnomer to consider that any particular group, or a misunderstanding that any particular group belongs to the DNA line from Mary Magdalene and myself.
Thank you, Yeshua. And Rory, thank you for bringing this forth. I find the information about the DNA very interesting, and it was something that we had brought forth earlier in our work with Yeshua, and it really is exciting. So thank you kindly for your questions, and we're going to move on to B from California.
Before we do, Karen, yes? I think Yeshua has something else to say.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
That's okay. You didn't cut him off. It was a lot coming forth. And he's saying, and I would say to you, Rory, that you are one that has come forth in this lifetime to bring forth the two commands that have been given to Carolyn and Richard. And as such, I encourage you to get in touch with them and give them your details so that they can add you to the list of those who are to do this work. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Yeshua, and thank you, Richard. We'll now move on to B from California, who is on line 2. Good evening, B.
Carolyn?
Yes. Hi, B. We're hearing you, dear. Hi. What is your question?
My question is to beloved Yeshua, is this. In 1973, I was visited by a light being who woke me up in the middle of the night and lit up the whole room. Can you tell me who she was?
Well, I would say that was exciting. And when was this, Bea?
1973.
Okay, let's see if Yeshua has some insight into that. Richard?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
He's saying this one was an angel that came forth to awaken you, to remind you of your spiritual self and to encourage you to begin your journey in earnest. And she had agreed to come forth in this lifetime to awaken you, to have you search for the truth of who and what you are. And so that is why she came forth.
Thank you, Yeshua. How exciting, B.
Thank you very much.
Have an angel. Beautiful. Okay. And thank you for your question. And now we're going to move on to Joseph from Arizona, who is on line 3. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Carolyn.
What can we do for you? Of course. What's your question?
It's about the 2012 gateway. I also understand from someone else who channels Yeshua in Arizona that there's a 2017 and a 2030 gateway, yet I've never heard that spoken through you. Could you comment on that?
Well, I certainly will pass the question over to Yeshua. Richard?
There are many individuals who believe that they channel me that do not. There are also others who, to some extent, bring my words forth, but are interfered with by those of the dark, and hence do not bring forth my messages accurately. The key events that will determine the future of humanity and this planet will unfold, beginning with the solstice of December 2012, and in terms of major events will be completed with the ascension process at the time of the March 2013 equinox. This is the entire ascension process, and there will be no beings that survive the energies of December 2012 that will not ascend at the time of the equinox of 2013. So the notions of later dates really do not have a lot of meaning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the question, Joseph. It was very, very exciting to hear this summation. And let us, since we don't have a caller on the line at the moment, let us get back to Yeshua and his beautiful story about Mary Magdalene. And Yeshua, was there something in particular that you wanted to discuss, or did you want me to ask you a question?
There are several things that I wish to mention. I want people to understand that I did not die as a result of the crucifixion, or at least directly at the time. It is true that my life was foreshortened as a result of the injuries that I received through the crucifixion process, and because I was, you could say my healing was interfered with, so that I was not able to fully heal from those injuries. However, I want you to understand that most of the time that Mary Magdalene and I shared as a married couple indeed occurred after the crucifixion, and we spent those years for the most part in France, though we did travel to other areas of the world. And as I said, we had 3 children together who were responsible for, you could say, creating the changes within the human DNA to ensure that it could be completely reactivated once more. And it was something that the Catholic Church had some inkling of, though did not fully understand, because they did indeed make efforts to stamp out what became known as the bloodline. Although the understanding of what that meant has been, as I said earlier, misunderstood in great detail. I also wish to mention who Mary Magdalene was, because there are some aspects of this understanding that need to begin to come forth. There are many upon your beautiful planet that believe they were Mary Magdalene in a past life. And the reason that this happens is because it is possible for a soul to adopt a template of another soul when they come forth upon your planet for the purposes of learning from the experiences of that soul in their journey in this lifetime. And this is the basis for why many of those who believe they were connected in that way to Mary Magdalene have felt this way. In truth, there is only one being upon your planet that has that connection with Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene came, as she came forth, was an aspect of that high cherubim angel known as Alora. That is who Mary Magdalene was, as indeed was my mother, the one you know as Mother Mary. They were both aspects of Alora. And it is time that this was understood upon your planet. I will also mention that there was a third aspect of that great being that was present at that time, and that was Mary Magdalene's mother, Mary of Magdala, as she has become known. And I mention this because, as I said, it is time for this understanding to begin to come forth upon your planet. And so that is who Mary Magdalene was. And I understood this from a relatively young age, because I was surrounded, firstly, by, in general, the cherubim, aspects of cherubim angels that came forth. Many of the Essenes were cherubim, because every time a major aspect of the monad, if you will, the great soul that sent me forth, known to you in your dimension as Marietta, every time a major aspect of Marietta has come to the planet, it is surrounded by cherubim. That is always the case. And indeed, whenever a major aspect of Marietta is brought forth, it is always brought forth by an aspect of Alora, that great high cherubim angel. It is time, as I said, for this understanding to begin to come forth. And so that is one of the reasons that I wish to come forth tonight and share this information with you. There is a great plan, if you will, that sits behind how humanity has been fostered through its evolution. And the roles that have been played by aspects of Marietta and aspects of that wondrous being Alora and her counterpart in bringing this story, this understanding, this progression forth. It is time this began to be understood upon your planet, and so I wished to come forth and begin to unfold this story, and so it is.
That's a beautiful story, Yeshua. Thank you. We'll take some more questions from our listeners, and we'll get back to your story. And so the next person online is Sandy from California. She's online, too. Welcome, Sandy.
Hello, and thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm honored to be talking with you.
You're welcome.
My question is, I have been guided that I am a healer and a teacher, and I was wondering what insight you may have for me.
Well, we'll be glad to bring forth Yeshua.
Yes.
Yes. Richard?
Dear Sandy, you are one that has come forth to indeed bring your healing skills into this lifetime. You are also one that has come forth in this lifetime to bring forth the karmic clearing and rejuvenation commands that have been given to Carolyn and Richard. This is perhaps the most significant aspect of the missions of many healers that have come forth in this lifetime to assist in that process, which will begin in earnest quite soon. Because, as has been said on many occasions, every human being that chooses to participate in the ascension process needs to experience both of these commands before the arrival of those energies with the solstice of December 2012. And so I encourage you to also make yourself known via email to Richard so that he can add you to the list of those who are to come forth and do this work when it is time to do so.
Well, thank you, Yeshua and Richard. And Sandy, you got your answer, darling. How wonderful.
Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you so much. This is indeed an honor and a blessing. Okay.
Well, that's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Yes, you are.
And, Richard, before we take the next question from a listener, I want you to mention our website regarding 2012, because Yeshua alluded to the messages about energies and so forth. And for those people who maybe haven't been there or haven't joined our mailing list, give them a few pieces of information as to what they might find there, because we're having healers come forth. You know, their soul is calling them to be here. And so just mention the website and a little bit of what can be found there, please.
Yes, the website is the2012countdown.com, and it has a lot of information in relation to what's unfolding in 2012. And in regard to the energies, there is a page called the 2012 timeline where you will find messages relating to all of the major energy gateways, if you will, that have come forth in the last couple of years, give or take. And that includes the full moons and the equinoxes and solstices and eclipses and so on. So there's quite a deal of information on that site. And in terms of getting a thumbnail of what is occurring and unfolding, I have recently added an extra page to that website, which has links to a selection of the YouTube videos that we now have up on YouTube, and I brought them together on that one page so that someone could go to that page and just work through those videos and get a pretty quick snapshot of the key things that are unfolding and our key understandings as they've been given to us by various beings over time.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate that. And the next person on the line is Leslie from Texas is on line one. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Richard. First and foremost, I just want to thank you both for being our earth guides and allies, and you've taught me so much. My question is, I'm being called to be a healer, and I would like to know from Yeshua which direction that I'm supposed to take with this.
Well, let us connect with Richard and Yeshua and find out what direction Leslie might consider.
And he is saying, my dear Leslie, there is such a short time between now and the end of 2012. All illness and disease upon your planet arises from uncleared negative past life karma. That is its purpose. It comes forth as a prompt to the individual that there are powerful energies that need to be cleared. It's just that humanity has forgotten this truth. And as such, given this short time window, the healing, which is far and away the most important work to undertake, is the clearing of past life karma and the rejuvenation of the physical body and all that that entails before the arrival of those energies at the solstice of December 2012. And you, dear one, are also one that has come forth in this lifetime to undertake that work. And so I also encourage you to get in contact with Richard to ensure that he adds you to the list of those healers.
Well, Leslie, you got your answer, darling.
Well, that's funny. He's the second person that's told me that, so I guess I know for sure now. And
indeed.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear, and
thank
bless
you.
The next lovely lady online is Suki from California. She's on line 3. Hi, Suki.
Hi, Carolyn and Richard.
Hi, Suki.
I wanted to ask if I may, if Yeshua had anything to say about leadership and stewardship of the Ascension with both you and Richard. I had two other short questions, too.
Okay, Suki, for some reason, this line was not real clear, and I heard the Ascension part, but can you repeat that first part?
Yes, I wanted to see if Yeshua had anything to say about the leadership and stewardship of the Ascension with you and Richard.
Oh, okay, the leadership and what was that other word?
Stewardship.
Oh, the stewardship. Yeah, okay, leadership and stewardship for Ascension with the work that you'll be doing with the two of us. Do I have it right?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Richard, Yeshua is at your elbow. What does he have to say to dear Suki?
Suki, just from my understanding, was this a broad question or specifically in relation to your role?
Well, it was a broad question, and then I wanted to ask what role I would play and then in the Ascension, and then I had a question about after the Ascension.
Okay. There are many that need to get involved with all that needs to happen between now and the end of 2012. It is a short time window, and much will need to be undertaken once the rejuvenation command has been activated upon your planet, because this will be the trigger for so much change. And so there are many that will need to step forth, and there are many who will become aware that they have roles to play. Some are already aware, and so it is to some extent up to the individuals and up to the choices that Carolyn and Richard make as to how that leadership will unfold and the roles that will be played. There is flexibility in all of this. Free will does play a role in how this unfolds. In relation to your own involvement, there are some choices that, again, you may make and you may make in conjunction with Carolyn and Richard. You have some skills and abilities of which you are aware, and you may take the opportunity to work with them and contribute those skills and abilities to assist in bringing forth these changes in the best possible way. And of course, as you know, you are also one to bring forth these commands, should you choose to do so.
Beautiful. Now, Suki, you had another question about after ascension?
Yes, and thank you for that answer, Richard. And then the last question was, what will be the average lifespan of people after the ascension?
That's a good question. What's the average lifespan after ascension? So let us see what Yeshua has to say to that one. Richard?
The question you ask is an interesting one, because as you may understand, the aging of the physical body will end with the ascension process. And so the question then becomes one of how long does the individual soul, if you will, choose to remain within that particular incarnation. And I would suggest to you that in most cases, the individuals will remain incarnated in the physical body because they will understand the benefits of possessing a physical body and will look to retain it and progress through the various steps as they return back to their Creator. So it is a question which perhaps will become not so meaningful once the ascension process has been undertaken.
Well, Suki, okay. You planning? Thank you, Yeshua. Suki, you planning on a long life?
I am. I'm looking forward to it.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Suki, for your questions. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear. Time is marching on. I'm very much aware of it, and we have a lot of interest from our listeners tonight. And so we're going to keep taking these questions right up to the end. But before we take the next question, I just want to ask Yeshua if he's willing to come back again and continue this discussion, because I feel like we barely have scratched the surface. And so, Yeshua, are you willing to come back at a future date?
I am willing to come back whenever you would like me to come back and join you on your wonderful show.
Thank you.
Would be my great pleasure to do so.
Well, it's certainly our pleasure to have you and experience your profound information with an eye towards what's happening in the future. So thank you. Now, the next individual is Renee from Maine, and she is online too. Hi, Renee.
Hi, how are you?
We're wonderful. What can we do for you, dear?
I have a question probably that's similar to everyone else's. I would like to know what my part is in this, and I feel like that I will definitely have a part in helping you and Richard.
Oh, beautiful. So, Yeshua, Richard, let's see what Yeshua has to say to Renee.
My dear Renee, you too are one that has been a healer in many past lives and indeed has come forth into this life to, as part of your mission, bring forth these commands. And once more, I encourage you to make yourself known to Richard by email so that he can add you to this list.
Very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Renee. And when individuals have such a heartfelt belief in their and sense of feeling, and you know, it's just wonderful to get you might say information from the top that you really did feel correctly and hear correctly. So thank you, Renee. Be talking to you later.
Thank you very much.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
And our next caller is Junie from the left coast on line one. So, Junie, tell me, is this correct, the left coast? Tell me,
yeah,
dear.
That's what we call ourselves.
Oh, really? So you're a lefty, huh? Junie, what can we do for you?
Hi. I would just I wanted to say that I've always felt this very love for Mary Magdalene.
Mm.
And when I would hear as a child the stories the church told, it would just make me furious.
Mm-hmm.
And so I disassociated from churches very young because of my fierce love. And I love the descriptions you've done of her, channeled of her, and the golden clothes and silks, that she loves silk, and everything I hear about her, I just really relate to. And I'm so glad to hear, you know, stories about her now. It just affirms what I felt for most of my life. And I wonder why, and if there's a particular reason I have such a fierce alliance to the feminine in general, but especially Mary Magdalene. I mean, it makes my voice tremble to even talk about it.
Let's see what Yeshua might shed on this.
Thank
Junie?
You.
Richard?
My dear Junie, you were one that shared that lifetime with us. You were an Essene, and you indeed were very close to both of us, and you supported our work very closely. It is no surprise you feel a great connection, a great love for this beautiful being that was my spouse.
Thank you so much. Such an affirmation.
Oh, bless you, Junie. And thank
you
for the
too.
Question.
Namaste.
Yes. Karen, namaste. Karen from Canada is on line 3. Karen, do you hear us? Karen? Something happened with the connection, Karen. Do feel free to call us back. We'd like to hear your question. And so we will go to Gail from Wisconsin, who is on line 2.
Hi. I would like to ask Yeshua what he named his children with Mary. I just kind of am curious. It's really kind of neat to hear.
Well, I'm glad you're asking that question. Richard, let's get the names.
Yes, let's see how we go. Names aren't always my strongest suit bringing forth, so let's see how
we go. Names can be difficult, so let's see what Yeshua says.
Okay.
As I said, we had 3 children. One was born before we went to France, and her name was Sarah, and we had 2 sons after we reached France, and one was named James after my brother, and one was named Joseph because both of Mary Magdalene's and my father were called Joseph, and so he was named Joseph in honor of those 2 great beings.
That is awesome.
Thank
I
you. Thank you for the question.
Answer. And I appreciate
and yes,
it. And thank you, Joshua.
Yeah, we're delighted to be here. And Richard, you're doing fine. And I would like to mention about Sarah. The gypsies in southern France have a great love for Sarah. And there is a church there built in her honor and a statue there that they bring out once a year at their festival honoring Sarah. They consider her a great saint. And you might look that up on the internet because it's a great confirmation. And we're getting very close to the end of time. 9:51 according to to my clock. We only, I don't know if we'll get everybody in, but we will ask Yeshua to come back. And we have Laverne from Virginia is on line three.
Yes, how are you this afternoon?
We're beautiful, Laverne. What's your question, dear?
Wonderful. My question is, I have a desire to participate in all the energy or everything that's going on spiritually. And right now, to have the karmic clearing and the rejuvenation command done, we have to have energy exchange. What about those that do not yet have that energy exchange, or will they have, will it be provided for them before the time?
This is something that Richard and I have discussed, and rather than fielding this question to Yeshua, I'm going to ask Richard to discuss what our intentions are. Richard?
Yes. I mean, firstly, at this point in time, the only command that is available is the karmic clearing command, and we use that as an aspect of the soul healing sessions. When the rejuvenation command becomes available, firstly, we will make that available via the telephone for those who have experienced the karmic clearing command, and we will put together workshops, if you will, at which these commands will be made available. And once we finalize the structure of those workshops, then we will train other healers around the world to take this work forth. As events unfold, we anticipate there will be events on various levels. One of the things that Father God has said many times is that as we move through 2012, he sees events where thousands of people will come to experience these commands. And we see situations where there will be individuals, for example, who want to experience this work on a one-on-one basis, and, you know, it will be potentially quite expensive for those people to do that. And similarly, the opportunities will be there for those who have very little by way of, you know, financial strength, if you will, to be able to experience this in some form. So there'll be many forms by which this will be available over time.
Laverne, let me add to what
yes.
Richard has said. Richard and I are planning on making certain that everyone receives this information and assistance regardless of what their financial means are. It will be a case of taking time to working through all of this. And I want to thank you for your question. Yes. So don't worry. You'll be on board.
Carolyn.
Yes.
Oh, great. Carolyn, may I ask what part am I playing?
Are you what?
May I ask Joshua what part am I playing?
Okay, this has to be very quick because we're over time. Real quick, Yeshua, what role is Laverne playing?
He's saying, Laverne, you are one that simply needs to experience these commands and demonstrate to those around you what is unfolding. And so you will be an example to others as to what it means to embrace this change. That is an important role to perform, and one that, if you choose, you will undertake.
Blessings to you, Laverne. And we are now off the air. We've come up to that. Can you believe an hour has passed? So those who have not gotten on board, check our mailing list, join the club, so to speak, for our emails, and learn the next time when Yeshua is on board, and call early. I would like to thank you, Richard, for bringing forth Yeshua, and Yeshua for being here. And all of our listeners, we love you all. Thank you, Richard.
Yes, thank you, Yeshua, for coming forth, and thank you, Carolyn, for your wonderful contribution and the way you chair this whole unfolding. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.